Om Shanti. 16th April 2019, Tuesday. The slogan from today's Murli: become free from any consciousness of the body and all other relationship will automatically finish. Become free from the consciousness of the body and all other relationships will automatically finish. There's one book, The Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. In that book, there is a beautiful conversation. There's one person who is asking the master one question. So that person, Trailokya, is asking, what are the signs of a householder having attained knowledge? So the master says, his tears will flow and the hair on his body will stand on end. No sooner does he hear the sweet name of God than the hair on his body stands on end from sheer delight and tears roll down his cheeks. A man cannot get rid of body consciousness as long as he is attached to worldly things and loves. Lust and gold. As he becomes less and less attached to worldly things, he approaches near and near to the knowledge of self. He also becomes less and less conscious of his body. He attains self-knowledge. When his worldly attachments totally disappears, then he realizes that body and souls are two separate things. It is very difficult to separate with a knife the kernel of a coconut from the shell before the milk inside has dried up. When the milk dries up, the kernel rattles inside the shell. At that time, it loosens itself from the shell. Then the fruit is called a dry coconut. So the sign of a man having realized God is that he has become like a dry coconut. He has become utterly free from the consciousness that he is the body. He does not feel happy or unhappy with the happiness or unhappiness of the body. He does not seek the comforts of the body. He roams about in the world as a Jivan Mukta, one liberated in life. So, a beautiful example has been given of coconut. This is the shell of the coconut and there is a kernel of the coconut. Inside there is a milk or water. So, a person who has got rid of body consciousness is like a dry coconut where the shell gets separated from the kernel. And if you shake the coconut like this, the shell is different and the inside coconut is different. So the soul is different and body is different. That is an example of a person who has become Jivan Mukta. So, Baba is saying, if you can get rid of body consciousness, you get rid of all the relationships of the body. But for that, what you need is utter detachment from all the worldly things. This body is a great illusion. How to get rid of this body consciousness? For example, there are 10 sweet items. One is jalebi, another is gulab jamun, then some sweets. So there are 10 sweet items. Now I want to get rid of my sugar addiction, so how do I do it? Should I try giving up one thing? Today I gave up one. Today I gave up sweet. Today I gave up some other sweet. Third sweet, fourth sweet, fifth sweet, sixth, seventh. No. What is the basic element in all the sweets? It is sugar. So when I decide that I don't want to eat sugar, automatically everything is cancelled. What the body is made up of? Five elements. So when I decide that I have to develop utter detachment from five elements, so anything which is made up of five elements, everything what I see, automatically I decide detachment from everything. So when I develop vairag for five elements, I developed vairag for body also. And how to develop vairag or disinterest in five elements? Stay in a place where there are no five elements. Which is that place? It is the supreme abode. The five elements are here on the earth. So long I stay on earth, I remain attached to five elements. When the soul travel up and reach a place where there are no five elements, I automatically develop detachment from body also. So staying away from the earth, staying away from body consciousness, staying away, staying more and more beyond the five elements makes one soul conscious more and more. So what are the different ways of getting rid of this body consciousness? What should we do? Because every murli we hear the same thing. Get rid of body consciousness, get rid of body consciousness. But this body consciousness is a very gripping, is very gripping, it has an octopus grip. So the first method is practicing more and more soul consciousness. Soul consciousness and soul conscious vision. The more I become soul conscious, the more I remind myself that I am not body. The more I stay in the awareness that I am a spirit, I am a point of light. I am that luminant point of light, that radiant point of light. So bringing more and more soul consciousness helps one get rid of body consciousness. And then, love of God. The more I love God, automatically everything of this world starts disappearing. Just as you heard here, he was asked, the master was asked, what is the way to love, to get rid of body consciousness? And he says, when in the love of God, tears roll down the cheeks, when in the love of God, the hair stand on end. So, love of God is a very powerful weapon. It helps you get rid of every impurity, every consciousness of body. The third is remembrance of God. The more you remember God, the more you remember Baba, automatically body consciousness is gone because he is incorporeal, because he is bodiless. He is the ocean of bodilessness. So when you remember him, automatically your body consciousness go away. So, in order to get rid of body consciousness, more and more soul consciousness, more and more love of God, more and more remembrance of God. And then churning of jnana, knowledge. Knowledge is a weapon to get rid of body consciousness. Go into the depth of knowledge, trying to know more and more, trying to understand this knowledge in depth, helps one get rid of body consciousness. Because your intellect is busy in thoughts. Your intellect is busy in those elevated thoughts. You don't come down to the level of body. You remain up in churning. So churning of knowledge. And then fifth, seva. When you serve with real heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, you remain away from body consciousness. You remain tireless. So this helps one get rid of body consciousness. And then there are five wise monkeys. The first monkey of the sixth point, don't see evil, don't listen to evil, don't speak evil, don't think and do. These are very important things through which body consciousness enter the mind. There is an example of Ajamil in scriptures. Yesterday Baba remembered him. What was his fault? What was the fault of Ajamil? Anyone? He saw. He was a Brahmin, a very good Brahmin. He was very virtuous. But whilst going through the forest, he once saw a man and a prostitute together. And that made him get attached to that prostitute. And from that point of time, his fall started. So when you see, you yourself are not body conscious, but when you see somebody else in that consciousness of body, automatically body consciousness enters your mind. So it's very important what we see. And in today's world, where internet is rampant, where the world is filled with all the vicious things, if anybody tries to, out of curiosity, to know, automatically body consciousness percolates in the mind and there is a fall. So what we see is very important. What we listen is very important. For example, somebody enjoys listening to old songs. That's a good thing. But what sort of songs we listen? If person keeps on listening romantic songs all the time, automatically what will happen? He will feel like to do like that. He will feel like to, the same feeling of a lover will enter his heart and he will start searching his beloved with the same feelings, with the same intentions. So listening to worldly songs, or thinking of body, makes one body consciousness. just to think. Start thinking about body. Start thinking about the parts of the body. You become body conscious. That's why, as we read in this article from the book, body and bodily comforts. When you pay too much attention to these things, comforts of the body, automatically you become more body conscious. So, there's no end to this. Baba has often said that you are in exile, Vanva. You know, Sri Ram, in Ramayana, he was sentenced to 14 years of exile. What is the life of exile, Vanvas? What is the life of exile like? First, there is the life of king. A king has what? He has a beautiful kingdom. He has a palace. He has delicious food. All facilities. He has got a queen. He has got servants. A nice bed to sleep. What else? In palace, what is there? This is what a king enjoys. What was the life of Sri Ram when he was in exile for 14 years? What were the clothes he was wearing first? Baba has often said that you are in exile, you should not have desire for wearing all the fancy clothes. Your clothes should be very, very simple. Your clothes should not attract others to you. Your clothes should not make others to think of you. So what Sri Ram was wearing? Very simple clothes in forest. One. Second, what he was eating? In forest? Kandamool. Kandamool, those fruits, those vegetables. Where he was sleeping? On very hard surface. On grass, on leaves. How he was doing all things? Did he have servants? No, he was doing everything on his own. So all tasks were done on his own. Always think that we are also in Vanvas. We are Vanvasi. We are Tapasvi. Our life should be like those 14 years of sannyas. They were alert. And what was there in jungle? In the king palace, there is safety. Is there any safety in the jungle? No. Anytime any demon, any devil, any wild animal would come and attack. So self-service and self-safety all the time. So there was no protection. No protection at all in jungle. Here there is a protection. There is no protection here. So that is the life of exile. Even Pandavas were for exile for 12 years and 1 year Agyatvas. But there is a great difference. Here is Sri Ram who is in exile for 14 years. Here are Pandavas, they were in exile for 13 years, maybe 12 years. Here they were like servants. But in those 12 years they were burning with revenge. They were burning with hatred. They were burning with insult. The feeling of getting insulted. Here, Sri Ram do not put blame on anybody. Kaikai comes to Sri Ram and says, please punish me. He says, you are not to blame. She is saying, please punish me. Bharat is coming and saying, please come back with me. He says, I cannot. For him, it is enjoyment. For Pandavas, it is fire. So there is a great difference between this Vanvas and that Vanvas. And here, he is very happy. And he gave up the kingdom like a straw. He did not have any feeling of regret. Nothing. He is happy where. So we are also in Vanva. Vanva means is not caring for the body. Too much caring for the body makes one body conscious. Too much thinking of health, 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 health all the time. We see people who are coming to us every 3 months for all the checkup. And everything is normal every time. There are people who have done angiographies twice, thrice. There are people who have done MRI twice, thrice. And still, they are not happy. They keep on doing something or other. The moment they see any new doctor, they just pounce upon him. They want everything to be done anew. And nothing comes out every time. How much they must be thinking of the body all the time. Baba is saying, get rid of body consciousness. So your life is a life of exile. Just as that Ram lived, just as that Sita lived, just as that Lakshmana was awake. They say he was awake for 14 years, Nidrajit. So you have to be Nidrajit like him. You have to be Indriyajit like him. They lived together, but Sri Ram was untouched by lust for 14 years. That purity. And there is an acceptance there. They have no complaints about anyone. And they are very happy there. So that is the life of soul consciousness. So Baba is saying, get rid of body consciousness. And all other relationships will automatically finish. If the greatest defect in us is body consciousness, so all our attempts should be to get rid of this consciousness of body. This five elements, this comforts of the body, this indulgence in the body, this all the deliciousness and the luxury we are giving to the body. Try to live without comforts and you will realize what is discipline, what is fortitude, what is endurance, what is tolerance, what is tapasya, what is vairag. These are the keywords of spirituality. Without these things, spirituality is incomplete. Simply getting lost in seva and thinking that this is everything, this is a great mistake. So, trying to stay as much as possible in Paramdham, trying to remember Baba as much as possible, increasing yoga chart, trying to get lost in his love, prem, is the way to get rid of body consciousness and to keep control on the senses is body consciousness, is to get rid of body consciousness. So these are some of the things about body consciousness.